Right now, it is time to bring some people in who will talk to us this morning about lots of different things, and that is Marcy and David from the BrookshireEdge.com. Of course, they join us on a Wednesday morning with the radio version.
Hey, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. Just a minute, David's picking up the phone.
All right, well.
But we are both here.
You talk, so you can.
Hi, I'll talk.
There
he is.
There he is. I heard him there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I just got back from dropping kids off at school.
Yeah.
And boy, are your arms tired.
That's right.
He carried them all the way.
From what height did you drop them?
That's right. There's a million bad jokes, but we'll stop.
It's about a 20-mile circuit that I have to do in the morning.
Well, God bless you, and especially on cold mornings.
Or welcome to life.
I remember it very well in my younger days.
I remember my younger days too. I seem to be reliving them.
That's right. God bless America. All right. Let's get to some of the news at the BrookshireEdge.com. And you've got an interesting story on a survey on the Affordable Care Act.
Yes,
we do. We found that. In Berkshire County and statewide, as well as in the rest of the country, you know, people are rushing to sign up for Obamacare, that is the Affordable Care Act, while they can. And in Berkshire County, that is certainly true. We talked to the folks at the community health programs in Great Barrington, and they have facilities all over the county. And they seem to be, enrollments seem to be up. In fact, they're up 46% from last year. So that's
amazing.
Really amazing.
Well, especially when the advertising for it was cut back. It started late, and everything was going against it.
That's right.
Right. That's right. And the Trump people did everything they could. But, of course, you know, we are a state. I mean, we have, I hate to call it Romney care, but that's what it's referred to. But we have Mass Health. And, we have a program for people under the age of 65, and it works very well. And people in Massachusetts.
It's kind of a single-payer healthcare system.
People in Massachusetts are very happy with it.
By the way, we also had another little news bit that came out this morning. That Massachusetts has been deemed the healthiest state in the nation, and could that be a coincidence that we also have this great health care plan?
No, but that's
for our residents.
No, in my view. But what is so interesting is because of the politicization of everything, combination of politicization and ignorance. And, you can't get it past a certain point.
And just imagine how healthy Massachusetts is going to be once the recreational marijuana starts.
It's going to be paradise, I'll tell you.
That's right.
Except I would like it to be 15 degrees warmer.
That's right.
This morning, anyway.
It would help, that's right. All right. Now, I've got to go on to this because it's pretty interesting that you're introducing a membership program at the Berkshire Edge.
Yes. And
Marcy, this is your project.
This is mine. I'm the publisher. David, this is church and state, and I am state.
I'm just sitting in a pew and listening, you know.
Right. Well, we have been around for 3.5 years, and we have been entirely free, and we will continue to be entirely free. You know, we're not putting up a paywall. We're not saying that people can't read us if they want to, or get daily email updates from us.
Or go to our archives,
because we now have, how many articles? 5,000 articles?
Something like
5,000 articles that we've published. And even though my web host now tells me I'm going to have to move up to a private server instead of the shared server that we have,
Because we're so big.
Because we're so big, you know, we will keep every article that we've ever published on the site, and it really does make a tremendous community archive. You can go back and see what your select board member voted or said 2 years ago and that he's not saying now. But at any rate, you know, we have introduced what I think is a kind of interesting membership campaign because, you know, we really are all about trying to build a sense of community. I mean, as we see it, we've really been in dialogue with the community for the last few years. We provide them information, and they provide us information, which we in turn provide back to them. So, and our sense of community is very strong. So what we've done is we have developed three tiers of membership. The first tier at $60 puts you in a series of drawings for gift certificates provided by local businesses. And this is our attempt to, you know, continue to stimulate people to shop local. So we will be publicizing what local businesses have to offer. But then our next two tiers are a leadership tier at $120 a year or our advisor tier at $240 a year. Each come with free advertising for the Berkshire nonprofit of your choice. So that if you give to us, we will give back to the nonprofit of your choice with free membership for and you know, a board of directors of an organization can all band together, join the Edge, and get, you know, months of free advertising for their nonprofit. So we feel that this is a way that, you know, we can give back to the community while the community gives to us. And it's proven to be quite popular. You know, we just launched it on Friday, and we, you know, memberships are coming in. Every few minutes I'm getting a notice that somebody else has joined. So we're very excited about it. It, you know, for us, I mean, obviously it's not just a question of giving back. I mean, you know, we need this money and this encouragement from the community to continue to provide more and better service to the community. So, you know, we're really asking the community to help us help them or help us give back to them.
We understand that because what we do as a radio station, we had the same problem. Yeah. We started off, we had to get our own private server, and now we have on that private server 7 years of audio programs that have been on this radio station that is there for anybody to go back and peruse, and it gets more expensive. And we are a free product on the air, and we are a free product on the internet. And so what we ask people to do, of course, we have businesses that underwrite, like you have businesses that run ads,
Advertise.
We also tell the public that if there's one thing you like and you constantly go to us or to you, then it's a quid pro quo. You should help support that organization.
Free. How do I say this politely? Yeah. I didn't. But the bottom line is, you give, you get.
Yeah, you can't expect people to do this and not cover their costs.
No, because, you know, advertising has been our only revenue source. It's not covering our costs. I mean, we are very grateful to our advertisers, but we also feel that it's important for an independent press to have a broader base of support, that we don't want to be beholden only to advertisers. We want to be beholden, I mean, if we are beholden, but, you know, we want to be encouraged and supported not only by advertisers, but by the people who read us.
Absolutely.
And that makes us freer and more independent. I know we've had a couple of interesting comments from people who say, you know, well, you know, obviously, you know, this is just another proof that the press can be influenced by people who have money, but but that is not the case. I mean, the fact is that the broader base we have, the less influence anybody has.
That's exactly right.
And we feel that, you know, we have an independent voice, and we want to maintain it that way.
All right. Well, with your independent voice, we're going to move on here because we're going to go
Thank you. Thank you for letting me talk.
Well,
about
no, but it's important.
No, it
Jill
is important,
and, I, you,
and it's just it's
never
a
have,
constant.
You'll so, never yeah. have you'll never have two more people that understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
than Jill and myself.
Better,
never.
Right,
you'll
right.
never get anybody that it could, because we go through this on a daily, weekly basis. We don't do those horrible fun drives like other public stations do, where they take off programming, and we go it without that. And so we know exactly what you're going through.
Yeah,
so we really
yeah.
do.
Yeah, well, thank you.
All right. Well, this is an interesting story in Great Barrington, in a residential neighborhood. You're going to talk about legacy trash collection and property management.
Yeah, well, this is a really beautiful street, Blue Hill Road in Great Barrington. It's a combination of residences and farmland, and David actually knows more about this.
Well, it's just a little rural dirt road, really, and it for a number of years. In fact, this story that we ran this morning about people complaining about this waste collected operation on the road that has been going on. This has been going on for what, 6 years, I think, that I know of, and they have had this. This operation, this O'Brien's, has been had a cease and desist orders in place, and the town just hasn't been able to enforce them. So the residents finally have had enough, and once again, and so they're coming to the selectmen and bitterly complaining about, you know, you're supposed to have shut this operation down, or at least limited, and this guy O'Brien is just ignoring the order. So finally, I think the town's going to have to take him to court before anything can really be done. And it's one of these cases of an operation in a residential neighborhood that does zoning. The town's regulations actually have any teeth, or can somebody just simply defy them and get away with it? That's the issue here. We'll find out.
it's not just a local issue. I mean, this is a zoning right. issue that all of our small towns face because, these small rural towns in Connecticut and Massachusetts have kind of grown up, you know, willy-nilly without much of an imposition about zoning, and little by little, I mean, people are beginning to realize that zoning is important, and property owners are getting very upset. What might have been charming 50 years ago or convenient is no longer in today's real estate market.
Well, that's true, but it's also it goes to the heart of whether of property rights, and it's a very interesting.
Yes,
it's
it does.
A really interesting issue.
Right.
So,
do you have the right to do what you want on your own property? It's
or
true.
Property that you've purchased? Is it
right?
So we'll see how this plays out. But the selectmen have been. It's unclear exactly what they could do. What do? Do you send the police up there to halt them? Or, I mean, how do you stop somebody violating a zoning law and obeying a cease and desist order? I guess fines would be the answer. And I think he has been fined over and over again, but he continues to operate just the way he did. So, We'll see how this plays out.
Mm. All right, let's talk a little bit about our friends at the Berkshire Botanical Garden, because you got some exciting news about the Berkshire Botanical Garden.
Oh yeah, they just opened a $2.3 million rehabilitation of a big barn where they've installed a kitchen and a living wall, what they call a living wall. So that they are really moving towards a year-round operation where people can come and use their facilities year round. So this is the first step in that direction. And then what they did is they restored and rebuilt an historic center house, is what they call it. So Berkshire Botanical Garden is quite a lovely place to visit. So this is an interesting, by the way, this is kind of an interesting movement in the Berkshires. For some of these, what have been traditionally seasonal attractions, are now attempting to see if they can
spread out through the year.
Spread out throughout the year. For example, Jacob's Pillow just has completed a big indoor dance studio that will allow them to have performances and companies in residence throughout the year. So this is an interesting development here in the Berkshires with these cultural organizations.
All right, let's head over to the Mount Everett Middle School. Their robotics team, you know, we know about this a lot. Housatonic Valley Regional High School has been very successful at it. Well, now the
Mount Everett Middle School. Yeah, eat your heart out, Connecticut.
Now the your team is going to the regional championships.
Yes, they are. Well, you know, they have a terrific program down there. I mean, they've been to the high school team has been to the national championships. And they have this group of teachers, this little cohort of teachers, who are really interested in teaching kids about how to build computers and programming. And they've just been, the kids are just wild for it. And they've now it's in the middle school as well as in the high school. And they've built this robot. And what these robots do is they have to negotiate an obstacle course with different tasks of picking up stuff, carrying it, and dropping it off in various places, and it's quite a competition. And this team is really these eight kids on this winning team has just been congratulations to them. But it's really been a program that's very, very interesting, and it gets girls and boys interested in science and engineering. So it's a kind of introduction to hands-on introduction to STEM education. That is, science and engineering and math. So this is a very, I think, a very encouraging development in Southern Berkshire school system.
All right. Now, finally, we want to talk about the analog version of Bitcoin, which started many, many, many years ago. And that is
I don't think Berkshire. We're talking about Berkshires, which is our local currency.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I mean. But
you know, we have a local currency.
Yeah, that is
the Berkshires.
That's right.
Very interesting.
And it's not digital; it's analog.
Right, and it's pieces of paper.
And very, very beautiful pieces of paper.
Yes, right, with pictures of Berkshire people on them.
Right. Well, this is started by the E.F. Schumacher Society. For a new kind of economic development and economic system, and we developed this Berkshires, which is really throughout the county actually, but it's really centered here in Great Barrington, or in Egremont actually is where their headquarters are, and it's really to encourage people to buy locally.
Because if you use a Berkshire, you get a 10% discount.
Right.
And they're worth 10% more.
Right. So, and people are enthusiastic about them, and they've grown significantly since they were introduced. And we run stories about them periodically, and they feature a business of the month. Business of the month this month is the Nonprofit Center of the Berkshires, which is Liana Toscanini's, who is the executive director, and we have a nice picture of her with a 5 Berkshires note with the picture of, they're really elegantly designed, by the way, the bills for Berkshires. On this particular five Berkshires note is a picture of W.E.B. Du Bois. So all the bills have different historical figures that are associated with the Berkshires. I mean, there's one with Herman Melville on it, for instance. So it's fun, and you save money, and you encourage people to shop locally.
And that's the point. That's really the point. The point is that local businesses accept Berkshires. When you buy Berkshires, you get a discount, not from necessarily from the store, but from the Berkshires. It keeps money circulating locally, which is,
what you want.
Great.
All right.
Yeah.
And which, as I said, we're very much supportive of. That's why we did, we did a promotion on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, too. The Edge ran a contest. We forgot to mention that. We ran a contest that if you visited 10 of the participating businesses, you could enter a drawing. If you visited all 20 of them, you got 3 entries in the drawing. And the prize was a gift certificate of $25 gift certificate from all 20 businesses, which is a total value of $500. And we did have a winner, which we've announced yesterday. And she gets $500 worth of gift certificates. And she is one of the people who went to all 20 businesses, too. So that was good.
All right.
And guess what? She's not from around. She's from
Dalton.
That's
great. Brings me
just east of Pittsfield.
But she works in Great Barrington. Yeah. And she said, she never shopped in Great Barrington before. But now that she's been inside 20 new stores, she's going to go back.
All right.
That was the point.
These stories and more, thebrookshiredge.com. We're out of time, but we will speak to you guys next week.
Out of time already?
Already.
Wait a minute. We have more.
All right. Take care, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
That is this week at The Berkshire Edge on air.